Next, a major Washington face-off. At issue, a financial watchdog agency. On one side, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. She helped create the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in the wake of the financial crisis. On the other, the Trump administration's interim director of the bureau. He wants to rein in its power. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Putting Mick Mulvaney in charge of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, for Democrats, that's like Voldemort running Hogwarts. As a Republican congressman, Mulvaney sponsored legislation to abolish the bureau. He's called it a sad, sick joke. And now that he's running it, his critics say he's sitting on his hands and taking no actions to protect consumers.
Okay, so I want to take a look at what would have happened if you had gotten your wish and the CFPB had been abolished.
At a Senate hearing today, Democrat Elizabeth Warren fixed her piercing stare on Mulvaney. Since its creation, the Bureau has returned about $12 billion to consumers by clawing back money from companies that cheated them. And Warren listed examples, including a company that she says was scamming 9/11 first responders out of money for their medical problems.
Mr. Mulvaney, if the CFPB had been abolished like you wanted, top-notch funding might still be out there stealing from 9/11 first responders, right?
They might be, or the FTC might have enforced the law.
Or some other agency
them.
Might magically have intervened when they didn't.
Why would it be more magical?
That's the Federal Trade Commission, and right there is the issue. Mulvaney and other Republicans argue that there are existing regulators who already could do much of what the Consumer Protection Bureau was created to do. Warren and other Democrats say, but they didn't, and that's why millions of people lost their homes or jobs in the financial crisis, and why Congress created the Bureau. Mulvaney told lawmakers this week that he is enforcing the law and not dismantling the agency.
I have not burnt the place down. Despite what you may have heard about what I was going to do when I've gotten there. I think that we have 10 fewer people working there now than the day I took over.
Still, the Bureau used to bring several enforcement actions every month. In the nearly 5 months, though, since Mulvaney took over, he acknowledged,
we have initiated none since I've been there.
For Mulvaney, some of his problems with the Bureau appear to revolve around Elizabeth Warren herself. Yesterday in the House, he said he didn't want the Bureau to be, quote, Elizabeth Warren's baby, and he wanted to make it a more accountable agency. Today, Warren responded. She said Mulvaney appears to take joy in doing things with the Bureau that would make her upset.
But here's what you don't get, Mr. Mulvaney. This isn't about me. This is about active duty military. It's about first responders and students and seniors and families and millions of other people who need someone on their side when consumers get cheated. You are hurting real people to score cheap political points.
Mulvaney didn't get a chance to respond to that, but he did say repeatedly that he thinks the Bureau is far too independent and powerful. Congress doesn't control its spending. It gets its money from the Federal Reserve, as Mulvaney told Republican Senator Richard Shelby.
I can walk down to the Federal Reserve on October 1st this year, Senator, and they will give me $700 million if I ask for it. And I don't have to tell you what I'm going to do with it.
Basically, it's just we've had no oversight of this agency, have we?
I have to come here twice a year, and that's about it.
Mulvaney asked lawmakers to put the watchdog bureau on a much tighter leash, for one thing, requiring that Congress vote to approve any major new rules that the bureau makes and to control its budget. Some fellow Republicans expressed support, but lobbyists say such legislation would be unlikely to get past the Senate. Chris Arnold, NPR News.